Hi, today's word is from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 7. It's Matthew, chapter 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. So being merciful is to have a generous heart. In other words, those who are merciful would treat others with mercy, not with a narrow mind or stingy heart. Then they will be shown mercy. On the other hand, we can say that we need to live a life with this merciful heart to avoid judgment. Having mercy overcomes the judgment. Some people are very mean. Instead of treating others with love and mercy, they rather hurt them. And some make others feel difficult by failing to embrace them with a warm heart. In contrast, people who receive grace cannot be mean to others for sure. That's why when we read Apostle Paul's writing, we can feel peace and grace in his words. In the heart of those who receive grace, there is overflowing peace. Then they cannot be mean to others. When Abraham served strangers, without knowing, he served the angels. Usually, when people are poor, they are likely to be stingy. But rich ones can also be stingy because they lived their entire life saving up money. However, Abraham was blessed while he was serving the strangers as usual. Let us turn to Matthew, book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 13. It reads, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." It is saying that Jesus wants us to learn what it means by that he desires mercy, not sacrifice. Let us also turn to the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 33. It says, "To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." What is the sacrifice and the burnt offerings? It is something that I offer to God, my deeds that I do before Him. More than any sacrifice I offer to God, the greatest sacrifice is the love and merciful heart toward my neighbors. We say that we love, but many times we don't dwell in love. But when we live a life with a merciful heart, we will be shown mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. By holding on to this teaching of the Sermon on the Mount, hope we can receive mercy, not judgment. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you for your precious word. We came to know that having a merciful heart is better than sacrifices. May you allow us this merciful heart so that we may overcome the judgment, but rather be shown mercy. Those who are loved cannot be narrow-minded. Therefore, please help us to remember the grace you have given us so that we may be filled with your love. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.